that stuff in my life, and I wasn't fool with it. So he got a Negro, and they came here, and they cleaned the heads and feet, and they weren't wild hogs, so and they made a batch. And he seasoned it. You cook them real tender, you know, get all the meat off those feet, that gooey stuff. If you ever eat a hog foot.
Never had it.
Me neither, I never will.
I've had some sows, but not any.
The feet has that sticky stuff, you know, and that keeps that, you press it in a pan. Mm-hmm.
And that goes in the sows?
Uh-huh. The feet and the heads.
I reckon if I've eaten sows, I've eaten part of a hog's foot.
Yeah, you've eaten part of a hog's foot.
Yeah.
Because you take that off and put it in there. It takes the head and the feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, put the ears and everything in there.
You like that stuff?
I used to eat it some, but I don't like it anymore. I'm not supposed to eat pork because I have high blood pressure.
Yeah.
They say anybody's got high blood pressure, they tell you don't eat pork.
Mm-hmm.
But now they tell us in school that pork is a prime of life food, that it keep you young.
Really?
And so they really believe in...
Well, I hadn't heard that.
They believe in children having pork to eat.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
But the doctors will tell you not to eat it. But I'll tell you another thing, they used to send us pure lard in the schools. And the doctors of the United States, they went together and they got a law that they cannot send pure lard in the school. Hog lard. We get peanut oil, we got a lot of peanut oil here recently. And they send corn oil and vegetable shortening. But they say that we feed these children this food cooked in pure lard, and then later on they develop heart trouble or something, and then we have to doctor them for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they don't send any more pure lard in the schools. I don't know what they do with the pure lard that comes from the hogs they get, because you know it's very seldom seen on the shelves in the store, pure lard. Pure hog lard.
Yeah, now that you mention it. Can't remember having seen it.
Uh-uh. I don't know what to do with it.
I can remember I used to work in a meat packing house when I was in junior high school. I can remember this great big old black metal bag, you know, where they'd melt all that stuff down. They'd ship it out, you know. But this was a long time ago, about 15, 16 years ago.
When I first started working in lunchroom about 12 years ago, well, we got pure lard. We have gotten an awful lot of peanut oil here lately. And it's good French fry your potatoes in there. There was a shortage of lard and of cooking oils, and we couldn't fry the children potatoes because they weren't able to buy the oil to cook it in. But this past year, we never missed frying potatoes a day on the hamburger line because they sent us so much peanut oil. I guess they raised a lot of peanuts.
Well, that's a big crop where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
Money crop.
Yeah, peanuts.
Grow any up around here?
Yes, we used to grow them here. They'll grow here. Mm-hmm. We just don't have, the small farmer just not around here anymore.
Have you ever heard of people around here called peanuts? Anything else?
Goobers.
Goobers. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You ever heard of called ground peas?
Yes, I have. But not near as often. But we used to raise them and shock them up in the fields. Feed them to the cows, you know. We'd pick off the peanuts first and then we'd feed the vines to the stock.
Mm-hmm.
They make good hay.
Yeah, when we were talking about, when I asked you about mosquitoes, I meant to ask you what kinds of insects you have around this area that are bad to sting.
Well.